Here at the time when you tied it together, there were too many berries on Tadasim. So it wasn't a good Maisa Asiyah of the Lulav. So now that you pick off the berries, that's not enough. You have to untie the Hadasim and the Aravis and tie it over again and make a new Maisa Asiyah. That's Rav Lezer's Svara. Umasav, you know what the Rabbanon hold? Lo yafin lulav misukkah. No, we don't learn out lulav from sukkah. In other words, it's not called a mitzvah sasiyah by lulav. So even though at the time when you put the hadasim into the lulav, it was a posel hadasim, but later when you remove the berries, it becomes kosher. And you don't have to make it over again, because there's no mitzvah asiyah by the lulav. The boy is saying, another terrace is like this, I'll tell you. If you tell me the locker is, that by lulav you have to tie the three meaning together, then true the kula yalma yafin lulav misukkah. Everybody holds you learn out the mitzvah lulav from sukkah. That it would be possible in this case. For hocha, you know what the chum svar is? What the chum says mutter. For lulav sarach agat kemiflugi. That's good for the machlokes. The chum says there's no mitzvah to tie the three meaning together. The mitzvah is just holding your hand. The lulav, the adasim, the rovis, on the other hand holds the esrig. There's no mitzvah tied together. So then there's no svar why it's possible here. At the beginning, true, it was possible it had too many berries on the dasim. But now when you remove the berries, the dasim is kosher. There's no maisasiyah, there's no agar here. So vati was kosher. And like we're saying now, that everybody holds, ain't dicha yetz mitzvahs. Even though at the beginning it wasn't fit to be used, but later when it becomes roi, you could use it. The Gemara says, now v'plugta dani tanoi. There's the machlokes now in these tanoim. If you have to have agar or not, is there a mitzvah to tie the lulav together or not? The Tanya we learned like this. Lulav, bein agad, bein sheina agad kosher. Whether you tie the three meaning together, you don't tie them together, as long as you hold it in your hand, it's kosher. Rabbi Yehuda says, agad kosher, no. If you tie the three meaning together, then it's kosher. Sheina agad, if it's not tied together, you should know the din is puzzle. More my time with Rabbi Yehuda, what's Rabbi Yehuda's svar? Why is a puzzle if the three meaning are not tied together? The Gemara says, yalef lekicha lekicha mi'agudas ezev. He learns it out from the mitzvah of the Agudas Ezev. Whatever the Torah says, whether by Pesach or by Paraduma, the Torah says, use an Agudas Ezev. Ksiv Hoch, it says here, Ulokachtem lochem b'yem erishin. It says by the mitzvah of the Dalad Minim, you have to take the Minim. Lokachtem lochem, take it. Now what's called the Maisa Kich, what's called the Maisa of taking it? We learn it out, Ksiv Hoch, it says another place, Ulokachtem Agudas Ezev. By the Korban Pesach, it says, take a bundle of Ezev, these hyssops, put a bundle of them together. Malahalan, just like by over there, Aguda, it has to be tied together, you have to have a bunch of them, you can't just hold it together, it has to be tied together, the Ezev, is Avkan, Huadin, by the mitzvah of Dalad Minim, is Aguda, it has to be tied together. That's a Yudis Svara. For Rabbonon, less the Lekicha Lekicha. Rabbonon said, no, they were not Makabal, this Gzeres Shavah. A Gzereshov is a Kabbalah. They were not a Kabbalah. There's no such Gzereshov. Zmara b'zoi man tan l'huda tan rabbonim. That's question. Now, who's the tan of this brice? We have a brice that says like this. Lulav, and that's how we hold halacha. Lulav, it's a mitzvah l'yogdoi. L'katchilo, there's a mitzvah to tie the three meaning together. V'yim lo yogdoi, but let's say you did not tie the three meaning together. You're just holding them in your hand. You should know kosher. Still you makayim the mitzvah. So Zmara says, who does this go like? Mani, who is this? Rabbi Yehuda, kila yogdaya my kosher. If it goes according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, he dashes the gzera shava. Lekich lekicha, the mitzvah is tied together. If it's not tied together, you're not makayim the mitzvah lulav. Rabbanan, Elamai, you want to tell me it goes according to Rabbanan Shita, my mitzvah covered. So according to Rabbanan, there's no gzera shava. So what's the mitzvah? Why the mitzvah lekatila? Do you have to tie the three together? According to Rabbanan, there's no limit for it. There's no gzera shava of lekicha. So there shouldn't be a mitzvah even to tie it together. So my answer is, li'olam rabbanan. Really, this price goes according to rabbanan shita. That midiraisa, the ikka mitzvah, doesn't have to be tied together. Abo mitzvah, mishum zekele v'yadveyu. But there is a mitzvah, l'chatchila, like you hit the mitzvah, to make it look nice. Make it look nice. So the lulav looks nice if it's tied together. And that's what we do. It's an inyan of hiddur mitzvah, why we tie it together. But the ikka radim, we hold that the rabbanan, that even if they're not tied together, still it's kosher. Right. Oishohoyu, the Mishnah says, Anofim Rubin. If you have too many berries on Zadasim, then the Zadasim apostle, because it's not called Hodr, it doesn't look nice. But it has too many berries, it doesn't look nice. Omer Rav Chizda, Dovo Ze, Rabbeinu Agodol Omru, Rabbeinu Agodol said this, Pihamokim Yobi Ezra, Korosh Boko should give him Messiah to help him. that loishonu ela b'mokem echad. It was only learned if you have a lot of berries at one place. That's where it's possible. Avol b'shnayim oishleishim mekaymes kosher. Even though you have more berries than you have leaves on that dastim, but if the berries are spread out in two or three places, then it's kosher. It's only possible it's all in one place. Shrashi b'mokem echad kishanofim kulam b'yachad. All the berries in one place. V'miyim rubim heim al olim shebechol hadas. That's when it's no good. Rava says, like just the opposite. Shnayim u'shleishim mekaymos hevei menumer apostle. It should be just the opposite. If you have the berry spread out in two or three places, it looks like menumer, like it's spots on it. It looks spotty. Like here it's green, here it's black. It doesn't look nice. That should be worse. Shrashim menumer apostle. The lav hoderu. We're talking about these berries now are black. For your olin yerukin, and the leaves are green. Menumer means like it has patches, spotted. Doesn't look nice. Elri yit mohachi yitna. If you learn, this is what you meant to say. Oy shahoyu anovim rubim ol apostle. The Mishnah says if you have more berries on the dust than you have leaves, it's possible. Even though it's mishulish, still it's possible. Now Omer Rav Chizda, Dovazer Rabbeinu Agadol Omru, V'amokim Iyah B'Yezu, Hashem should help him, that Loishonu Ela Anofim Shcheris. It was only said if the berries have a shinui or black. In other words, they look different than the Hadassim. Then it doesn't look nice. It's not Hodr. Avol Anofim Yerokais, let's say the berries are green, that they look like the Hadassim, then we say, Mina the Hadassu. It's like part of the Hadass for kosher. It looks nice. There's no real psul that it has berries. The berries are still called adasim. It's only a psul that doesn't look nice. So it only doesn't look nice if it has a shinu mara. It looks different. It's black. But here that it looks the same mara, it looks green, it's not a kosher. Rashi says, Ela shanofim shcheris, shekvar hezchilu liyavish, umetchilosin yorekehen. Like it started out first, it was green, then it started to dry up and became black. Mina the hadas ninu shemareyim shavu loviyena niru menumer. It doesn't look menumer because it's not a surf and hoder. This is what Rabbeinu Hakodesh wanted to say, that once you have roi berries, no matter where they're spread out, even in a few places or in one place, how about it's possible? But it's only possible if they're black ones. But if they're green ones, then it's kosher. Amar Rav Papa adumois kishchayrus dami. Let's say they're red. That's also like black. The possible. The Amar Rav Chanina. High dam, you know, blood, shocher. If you have black blood, adam who, it started out really it was red, elo shalach, got hit. In other words, red is the pshat that eventually is going to turn into be black. So it's also not nice here. It's called sarf and menumer. It looks not nice, the hadasim. So even if it's red, still it's no good. Rashi says, the lav min yoriku is not called the min of a yoriku. It doesn't look green. It doesn't look like part of the hadasim. V'zeh shachirusam, k'shiyav shumat, yoisi yushcherim. When it starts to dry out a little bit more, then they'll turn to be black. So red is the beginning that it's not nice anymore. So therefore, if they're red, also it's no good. Red berries, if you have more red berries than you have leaves, it's possible. So now Mishnah says, the miyat and kosher. Our Mishnah says that if you take off the berries, then the hadas becomes kosher. You're allowed to use it. So tomorrow, the matinu Amos. When did you pull off the berries? When are we talking about? If you want to tell me now that before you put the dasim into the luluf, before you put it into the agad, you tied it together with the luluf, you took off the berries, for the more pshita, like of course it's kosher, why not? You didn't make the luluf yet. When you tie it, put it into the luluf, it's kosher already. Like it was never called a mitzvah to be called dochui. The svara we had before was that once you put that dasim into the lulav, like now it's called a part of the mitzvah. And if at this time it has more berries, it's not usable, then there's a svara maybe to say dichui. Since at the beginning of the mitzvah it's not usable, you can't use it anymore. But if before you put it into the lulav, that's when it had the berries, like it's not called a mitzvah yet. Before you put the hadas into the lulav, it's not called the chefs of a mitzvah yet. So if you pull off the berries before that, for sure you could use it now. Like, what's the chiddush? Elowatayi, the Mishnah is talking about lebosa delagde. Even first, you took this hadasim that had more berries; it was possible, and you tied it onto your luluf. So right now it's possible. Now later, after it's tied, now you pull off the berries. Still, the Mishnah says it's kosher. For the Gemara, dicha mikarahu. Look, why is it kosher? This is called dicha mikarah. At the beginning of the mitzvah, it was never fit to be used. Because here, as soon as you put this hadasim into the luluf, Since it's Adasim that has more berries, it's puzzle. So at the beginning, when you made it for the mitzvah, when you tied it into the lulav, it wasn't fit to be used. So that's a bigger dichui. That's called dichui mikara. It was never fit to be used. So maybe that's no good. If that's Shana Mishnah, so then Tifshut, let's bring a right, let's bring a proof. Tifshut minor, dichui mikara lehevi dichui. That if something at the beginning of it was not fit to be used, later when it becomes fit, you're allowed to use it. And we know it's a machlekes, we never have a holds like this. So why don't you bring it right for now, Mishnah, then, to say that it's kosher? Tomorrow says, Liyoy lamatayo bosa de yagde. True. We're talking about now after you put the hadasim into the lulav. So when you put it in, it wasn't fit to be used. So the question is, why don't you bring a raya from here that if something was not fit to be used at the beginning of the mitzvah and later it becomes usable, you're allowed to use it? So where it says, Uksavar, Agad hazmona bialmahu, viyazmona bialmalav klumu. In other words, here it's not really called dichu again. It's not really called at the beginning of the mitzvah, it's not fit to be used. Because even though you take that dasan and put it into the lulav, it's not called the mitzvah yet. Like the mitzvah is when you pick it up to be used, that's called you're doing the mitzvah. So true, if you would have picked it up to use it, and at that time there are more berries, then it's dicha, it's not usable, then true. Then if you pull off the berries later, then I'll tell you you can't use it anymore. But that's only when you pick it up, that's called the beginning of the mitzvah. But here, before you pick it up, you just put the hadasim into the lulav, that's called hazmona. You're preparing it now to become, to use for the mitzvah. Preparing something is not called the beginning of the mitzvah. Therefore, it's not called dicha. So that's the chiddush of the Mishnah. That even though you put it into the lulav, but all you have to do now is just pull off the berries and it becomes kosher. Because the hazmoner is lav klum. It's not called the fact you just put the hadasim into the lulav to be called the lulav posel. Litchoy, to say it can't be used anymore. Vilkach, afilu dicho mikorenkan. Here you don't even have that's pushed away at the beginning. Ad she yekadish olav ayim. Even better, Rashi says, and you don't have to pick it up. Now, as soon as it becomes yomtif, at the beginning of Yom Tov, that's called, like now you have a lulav. If it's still possible, as soon as it comes the time, as it comes Yom Tov in the morning, it comes the time when you could use the lulav, now it's called, this is a mitzvah. And at that time it wasn't usable, because if you didn't pull off the berries, it's a possible adasim, mikri dichui. And then at the beginning of Yom Tov in the morning, that's called, it's not usable, it's pushed away. Before this time, Erev Yom Tov, lav dichayu. It's not called like you pushed away the mitzvah. It didn't come to the man of the mitzvah yet. You're only preparing it now to be usable on Yom Tov. So preparing it doesn't make it for chefs of the mitzvah. That's what the Mishnah is talking about. That you pulled the berries off before the beginning of Yom Tov. Well, the Mishnah says by them, v'yein m'mayitim b'Yom Tov. You should know on Yom Tov, you're not allowed to be m'mayit. You're not allowed to pull the berries off on Yom Tov. So the Gemara ho'ova v'loktan mai. What's going to be if somebody did the Aveira? Somebody went ahead and pulled off the berries off the Adasim on Yom Tov. What's the locha? And the Gemara kosher will become kosher. Rashi, ha-miyata b'Yom Tov kosher. V'yafagav d'negat kvar, even though before Yom Tov l'chura, you bunched them together. You tied the loaves together. To have b'Yom Tov l'yagad like, because you can't tie it together on Yom Tov. Or the asher anovim emes. Now, when did the berries turn black? Dilu yirokas le'pasta. Because if they'll be green, it wasn't possible. So more or less, what's the case talking about now? We're saying now, you're not allowed to pull off the berries on Yom Tov. But it's mashmeh, if somebody did the aver and pulled off the berries, it's kosher. So more says, the ashkeremis, like when did the berries become possible? When did these berries turn red, turn black? Ilai madiyashkeh miyes, well if you want to tell me now they were black yesterday before Yom Tov. So it comes out, well, what happened here now was, on Erev Yom Tov, you took a possible hadasim, it had too many blackberries on it, and you put it into the lulav. And now Yom Tov in the morning, now you're picking off the berries, and it's mashma, still it's kosher. So if that's the case for the Gemara, dicha mikoruhu. This is for sure called the case of dicha. It's like at the beginning of the time of the mitzvah. It's Yom Tov in the morning already. Now's the time to do the mitzvah. And right now the lulav is posel, because the adasim has too many blackberries on it. Still we say if you pull them off, it becomes kosher and you could use it. So chura tifshut mino, bring a proof, bring a raya from here, that dicha mikoruhu lehavi dichoi. That if something at the beginning of the time of the mitzvah was not fit to be used, later when it becomes roi, you're allowed to use it. So you have a clear right from our Mishnah. So Mara says, no, maybe that's not the case in the Mishnah. El olav v'ashche b'yomtev. It's talking about that, no, at the beginning of Yom Tov, it was still green. The berries, when you took that dasam on Erev Yom Tov, it had berries on it, it was green berries. It was still kosher. You put it into the lulav, it was a kosher lulav. Yom Tov in the morning, it was still kosher. It was still green berries. Now later on in the day, 9 o'clock in the morning, that's when the berries first turn black. So now it becomes possible. And that, the Mishnah says, if you pick off the berries later on, you're allowed to use it. Why? Because Nira Venitchu. Because here, it was a time when it was fit to be used. At the beginning of Yom Tov in the morning, the berries were still green. So the lulav was a kosher lulav. It was fit to be used. For as later on in the day, the berries turn black, it becomes not fit. Then later you pick off the berries, now it becomes kosher. So there it's better. That's called Nira Venitcha. There was a time when it was usable. Then it becomes not usable when it turned black. Now when you pick off the berries, it becomes usable again. So Mara still says, oh, but that's also Machlekes. So Shamat Mino, we should bring a proof from here that Nira Venitcha, Chayzer Venira, and that's also Machlekes. If a mitzvah at the beginning was fit to be used, like here, Yom Tov in the morning it was green, the berries. Then later on it turned black, it's not fit. Then later you pick off the berries, you want to bring a proof from here, it should be kosher. And we know it's the machlekes. So why don't we bring it right from our Mishnah? So I'll tell you again, no, there's no proof from our Mishnah. Loi, li'oilam di'ashri mikara. Maybe we're talking about that it was black before Yom Tov. The berries turned black even before Yom Tov. So if so, the question was then, di'chu mikara. The chur is pushed away at the beginning of the time of the mitzvah. Because Yom Tov in the morning, as soon as the time comes, you can start doing the mitzvah, right then it's not fit to be used. Because right then the dasam has blackberries on it. It has roiv, more blackberries than leaves. It's possible. So why do you say if you pick off the berries later it becomes kosher? That's for sure it's not like this. Dichu mikar at the beginning was never fit to be used. So Mara says, so dichu mikar at lehevi dichu. So tifshit mino, let's bring a proof from here then. If you're telling me that was black before Yom Tov, so you have a proof that at the beginning of Yom Tov it wasn't fit to be used, still later when it becomes fit, you're allowed to use it. That dicha mikar will lay heavy dicha. If something was pushed away before, that's not called a pushing away. That's true, bring a raya. Avo nira venitcha chayze venir will lay tifshit. So Mara is saying that's true. Atei dicha mikar attacker is kosher. That's not so bad. Because it was never fit to be used, so it was never really called pushed away. Mashenkin, if the mitzvah would have been first fit to be used, let's say Yom Tov in the morning would be green, then later in the day it turns black, then you pick it off, that taka would be possible. That's worse. Because once it was once usable, and then something happened to it, like to throw it away, you can't use it, that's worse. You're like throwing away the mitzvah when it was already usable, that's worse. So that's what we're coming out now. That taka is no good. If it would have been green in the morning, then black, then pull it off would be possible. But the Mishnah is talking about that it was black at the beginning of the day. So it was never fit to be used. But later, when it becomes fit, you're allowed to use it. Tana Rabbonin. Ein mamayitim b'yomtif. You're not allowed to pick off the berries on yomtif. Mishum Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon Amru, mamayitim. Yes, you're allowed to pick off the berries on yomtif. For the Gemara, how could you pick off the berries on yomtif? V'okom estakin monim b'yomtif. You're like fixing a kli. You're fixing something. In other words, really, to pick off the berries would be mutter. Like in Losher, when we have a cluster of grapes, you're allowed to pick off the grapes on Yom Tov Shabbos. That's not called ksira, because the whole thing was picked off already before Yom Tov. So really here also, talking about that dasim was picked off the tree before Yom Tov. So really, after the loch of ksira alone, it would be mutter stamp to pick off the berries. There's no issa to take off leaves from a thing. It's like cut off already. But here the question is, you'd be misak and mona. Midrabbanan, though there's an issa, you're fixing something. Like the way it is right now, this branch of the dasam is not fit. Since it has too many berries on it, it's not as kosher hadas. By picking off the berries, you're making it now kosher. So that's awesome in the Rabban, like you're fixing a clue, like you're building something. It's called Mesakin Mona. So for the Gemara, how could you say you're allowed to pick off the berries on Yom Tov? Vokam Mesakin Mona. And the Gemara, I'm Rav Ashi, could go in Shalokta Machilo. We're talking about a case where a guy picked them off on Manas to eat it. But he didn't have in mind that he wants to use this for the dasim. He had in mind he wants to eat the berries. So you're allowed to pick off the berries for the purpose of eating it. For the Mavri Ablezer, for Ablezer, Rabbi Shimon, Savala Kavua, the Yom Adova Shenim Eskavin Mutter. The reason why he says you're allowed to pull off the berries, because it's a Dova Shenim Eskavin. In other words, your Kavana now is to pick off the berries to eat it. I, by picking off the berries, you're also making the dasim fit to be used. So let's say it's an Issa Tikkun Mona. But there it is, that's Einim Eskavin. I didn't have in mind to do that. That wasn't my intentions to make this Hadassim fit to be used. My intention was to eat the berries. So And that's why it's mutter. It's ain't a mischaven to do the yisr, it's mutter. Fred Gemara, though, it's no good. For Abaye v'Rova, the Yarmri Tevayu. Both Abaye v'Rova both said that Moide Rabbi Shimon agrees, Pepsik Reisha v'lo Yomus. In the case that something has to take place, then you don't say a Ptur v'Ein Mischaven. Like Pesik Reisha, in the case that you cut off the head of the chicken, you can't say it's not going to die. You can't say, I'm cutting off the chicken because I want to see how I cut the meat. But I don't have intentions of killing it. That can't be. Since something has to be, that's called Yimachavim for it. Here also, by picking off these berries right now, what do you mean not mechavim? You don't have intentions to make it fit to be used. But it has to become fit to be used. Now, it's a psik ratio. Like, this has to take place. By picking off the berries, that's a psik ratio. It has to become fit now. So, Chura, Abayi, Rav, both said to Shimon Hold, in this case, it's also. So how could you tell me here on Yom Tov, you're allowed to pick off the berries because you have in mind for eating it, and are you doing an issa? You're making it fit to be used. You're not mechavim for that. There's no Pturah by the Mechavin where it's a psikration, where it has to take place. So Marin says, Hoch, v'mayaskinan, the Yisla Yashanach Riti. We're talking about this person now has other hadassim to use. So therefore, when he has this hadassim now that has more berries than leaves, when he goes to eat it, it's not called a psikration. It's not called like it has to be, you made it fit to be used. Because maybe you're not going to use it for the mitzvah. Like, since you're a person that has other hadassim, so if you have other hadassim, it's possible you use the other hadassim. So when you're fixing up these hadassim, it's not called you're fixing it up. Like, if you're not going to use it, it's not called a tikkun mona. It's only called you're fixing it up if you're going to use it. So you tell us now the reason why you're picking off the berries, because you want to eat the berries. You're allowed to eat the berries on Yom Tov. It's only kasha was, it's a psik reishi, you have to make it fit to be used. The teretz is, you're a person that has other hadassim, you don't have to use this one. Therefore, it's not called the psik reishi. So even if you change your mind later and use it, still it would be kosher. Of course, at the time when you pulled it off, it didn't have to be that you're making a kli to be used. Maybe you wouldn't use these hadassim. You have other hadassim to be used. By the Tana Rabbanim, brass like this. Hutar ogdoi biyomtif. Let's say the agid, the lulav, you have tied together the three minim, it became untied on yomtif. Hutar ogdoi. The tying became untied. Is oigdoi ka guda shoyer. You know what you should do? Tie it up now in Yom Tov like you're tie up a bundle of vegetables. In other words, just tie it around and around and around. Don't make any knots. Just tie it around and around. Rashi says, Hutu oigdoi. Shalula bi Yom Tov. Is oigdoi bikricha baalma. Stam wrap it around. Yichrecha agit soviv. Stam wrap around these leaves. Ve yitchav roishay batecha krach. And just tuck it in. Like we tie around a bunch of carrots. Well, don't tie any knots. Ki akiyechon kishak shorim to catch a shakuyama because you're making a catch a shakuyama here, and that's one of the yavas malachas. That's also in the raisa. Now v'zel loy kaimu shein achoshes atir olamis. This is called a shakuyama. This is called a knot shakuyamas because you don't have intentions to take it off. You want it to stay that way. So therefore, he says you're not allowed to make a knot, but rather just wrap it around and tuck it in. For the Gemara of Amai, what do you just have to wrap it around for? Lin ve'manev, why can't you make a bow out of it? Make a bow? Chur, a bow is also not called making a kesher. So a bow should be mutter. Have the Gemara know, Hamani Rabbi Yehudi, this price goes according to Rabbi Yehudi Shita. The Yomar Aniva Kshira Malyasi. Rabbi Yehudi Shita is Aniva bow is called a good Kshira. It's a Nav Malacha. So therefore you can't make a bow on Yom Tov Shabbos either. So the Gemara of Rabbi Yehudi, if this goes according to Rabbi Yehuda, Ogid Malyasi boy, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you have to have a good agat. So you can't just wrap it around. Rabbi Yehuda is the one that said before, mitzvah agad. Mitzvah agad means it has to be tied together with a knot. With a knot. Like if you learn out that lakachtim, you have to have a good mitzvah agad. So agad means it has to be tied together. So if it goes according to Rabbi Yehuda here, you can't just wrap it around and tuck it in. You have to make a knot. Rashi says, E Rabbi Yehuda keshem al yaboy. Kinatayin leyeh, like we learned before. She'enoi agud posel to govern magudas ezoiv v'har lav agadu. If you learn out from magudas ezoiv, it has to be a good tying together. So if it goes according to Yudidus Brisa, what do you mean you're allowed to wrap it around? Wrapping around is not called a good knot. It's not called a good agad. So Gemara answers, Haytano sovolo kavose bechode or poligale bechode. This Brisa holds like Yudid in one point, but he argues on in another point. He holds like Yudid in the point to say that aniva is called a kesher. To make a bow is also called a kesher. You're not allowed to do it on Shabbos or Yom Tov. Therefore here, where your lulav became untied, you're not allowed to make a bow. what does the Braita say? What you have to do is just wrap it around. I, the kasher is, Rav Yehudi Shita is, wrapping around is not enough. You have to have a good knot. This Braita, this Tana does not hold like Rav Yehudi in that point. At that point, he holds like the Rabbanan. But that we tie it around, the Stam and Mitzvah from Zekel and Veyu. It's just the Mitzvah to make it look nice. If you can't make it look nice, you can't do a better job on Shabbos and Yom Tov, and not allowed to tie it. Therefore, the Eitzu is just wrap it around. But the reason why you can't make a bow, because it goes according to Yudhishthira, say a bow is called the Nikah Kshira. It's no good. All right, stop here.